We are looking at volunteering this week. Well, it is National Volunteers Week, and we are speaking today with Jeanette Scott, who volunteers for RNIB. Jeanette, thank you very much for joining us. Tell me a little bit about the volunteering that you do.
The volunteering I do is mainly through RNIB Connect, the groups side of things predominantly, but in the past I've also fundraised for RNIB Talking Books as well. I used to be an employee with RNIB a good few years ago as trust fundraiser in Scotland, a job I really enjoyed, but obviously things change, people move on to different jobs. But I've always tried to volunteer for RNIB when I could, and I feel quite strongly that the RNIB Connect is doing a great job as far as I'm concerned. I've set up a group of vision pair people in the Forth Valley area, and we're called RNIB Forth Valley Connect. And we try to meet monthly, unfortunately. That's not on at the moment. Funnily enough, this afternoon we've got our first telephone group contact.
Okay, so tell me about the Connect community then. What sort of things do you get involved in?
I'm one of the leads for West Scotland through RNIB Connect, and what we try to do is meet together to share information with each other regarding the blind community as well as new groups that are starting up, so we can spread the word. Even if that group is not in our own immediate local area, sometimes it's of interest to somebody else. So sometimes the blind people don't mind travelling to the different groups. We have a Talking Books group in Glasgow, so I go through when I can to that. Sometimes I meet the group via telephone link, which is great. And also there's other various groups all over Scotland, from tenpin bowling to just general get-togethers in people's own communities, especially when people cannot get out and about so easily. Maybe they're not confident in using public transport. So sometimes it's quite good to set a group up in their own immediate area. For example, I help set up a group in Callander to try and get people in the more remote area involved with RNIB Connect. So they set up their own little group held once a month in our coffee shop in Callander.
So you're bringing people together, you're creating that sometimes virtual community, you're providing a lot of help and support to people. Do you also sort of feed back to RNIB about any issues or ideas or projects you think should be involved in?
Yes, we tend to do this through our Connect Leads meetings. Sometimes it's just West of Scotland that meet together. Also, there's a group for the East of Scotland that meets. And we have had a group where we've actually met as a whole of Scotland community for the RNIB leads. And that's been very good because we actually saw different communities working in different ways. Obviously, it depends on where you're located. And I think it's good to share information because obviously there's different people with visual impairment all over the country. I've grown up with visual impairment, some people are newly blind, so they do require different information given to them. If you're newly blind, I think they need more support at times, and this is where we can step in and help. I've offered support in my local area to assist people to find the nearest bus stop. Maybe they're not used to travelling, so we can actually help each other. So it's like a self-help group in the most positive way.
Why did you get involved in volunteering with RNIB then? What was the draw for you?
I'm blind. I've grown up with visual impairment. I went to college with RNIB support, but it's a venue that does not exist anymore. That was at RNIB Alwyn House in Ceres, near Cooper. I went to college with their support. I actually met my husband there as well. Sadly, Tom passed away 15 years ago. He's no longer with us. We were married for 5 years, which was great. So I've had a lot to thank RNIB for, and also after that I got employed after obtaining my HND in business.
You mentioned being involved in Connect and being involved in fundraising then. So what do you get from it personally?
I think it's good to meet people from all walks of life, from all ages. We meet children who are vision impaired, their parents, pass on information to people that maybe have not had contact with other blind people. I lived in a remote community in the Highlands. I never met a blind person until I went to get my first guide dog. That sounds a bit strange, but it's true. So I actually didn't realise how blind I actually was until I met other blind people.
And in terms of the connect and the fundraising then, what drives you? What keeps you doing it?
It's fun, and I meet lovely people of interest to me. I've got a good social group with these people as well. Sometimes we don't meet that regularly, but we have contact through email and telephone. And I think it's sharing information. We've all got a link, and that's a visual impairment. So it doesn't matter who you are. I think sharing the information to help somebody else helps me a lot because I feel as if I've given something back.
Now, there are a whole host of volunteering opportunities available through RNIB for, you know, people of all ages. You can donate whatever time you like. You can move around different posts. Would you recommend volunteering and recommend volunteering for RNIB to others?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're blind, partially sighted, newly blind, sighted, other disabilities. We all have a common ground, and I think we can share that. Some people seem to think that they can't help blind people because they don't know who blind people are or what blind, or maybe they've never met somebody who's got a visual impairment. They feel they can't help. They feel as if they wouldn't be able to cope. But sometimes it's a case of stepping forward and trying to see from their point of view as well. Because sometimes sighted people are needed because they can guide us. Maybe we can't take a guide dog out, or maybe it's not suitable to take a long game. We do need that extra helping hand from time to time, and I'd actually encourage people of all walks of life, all disabilities and all abilities as well, to come forward and help RNIB.
And if you would like more information on volunteering, then do call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can email helpline@rnib.org.uk or go on the website. It's rnib.org.uk/volunteering. Jeanette, thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.